and we'll get back in about 20, 25 minutes. Thank you.
Now, unfortunately, the Lib Dem representative couldn't take part. There are seven candidates in Worcester so far: Conservatives, Labour, UKIP, Greens, Lib Dems, a trade union and socialist coalition, and an independent. But there will be a full list of candidates available on the BBC website closer to the election. It's 8:54. Adam, let's talk money. Let's talk O2 and a £10 billion takeover.
Yeah, it's a deal. We knew it was coming. See, the owners of the Three Network, which is Hutchison Whampoa, based in Hong Kong, they're going to pay about £10 billion to the Spanish company, Telefonica. And for that, they get O2, which has got 23 million customers. What it does mean is we're only going to end up with three operators here, O2, Vodafone and EE. I wonder if that'll worry the regulators. Let's talk to Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics, former chief economist at the regulator Ofcom. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Adam.
Do you see the regulators raising their eyebrows at this one?
Well, Ofcom certainly won't be keen on it. They fought very hard to keep four mobile operators in the market when they sold the 4G spectrum. But it's not their decision. It will be referred to the European competition authorities. And they have allowed in the past to have three mobile operators in other countries, such as Austria and Germany. So there is precedent for this.
Why do you think Telefonica want to get out of the UK market? Or is it just a price that's too good to refuse?
Well, they've been looking to sell for some time now. They sold their fixed line business about a year ago, and the value at £10.25 billion is about 7 to 8 times earnings. So, as you say, it is a very good deal for them.
And looking at from a customer's perspective, if there are only three operators, that does tend to suggest it'll be less competitive and the deals won't be as good. Or am I being cynical?
You're not being cynical. And one of the real concerns that Ofcom would certainly have is that Three have in the past offered very good deals, particularly for based on data. Since they've had a small number of customers, 7.5 million customers, there's been a lot of spectrum to go around to offer them some very generous data packages. There is a real concern that if you add the 30 million O2 customers, that will those new deals are likely to vanish. But customers with existing tariffs and existing contracts shouldn't worry. Their contracts certainly will be honoured until the end of the contract period.
And when you say, Stephen, that the European regulators are going to have to take a look at that, does that mean that the deal can't go through until they sign it off?
That's absolutely right. Yes, they are likely to take around 6 months to look at the competition aspects of it. And particularly, they're going to look at the access for virtual mobile operators. Those are operators like Virgin, Tesco and TalkTalk, to ensure that they are also allowed access to the spectrum that 3 and O2 are going to merge, so that there will be some competition from virtual mobile operators as well as the spectrum holding operators.
Stephen, good to speak to you as ever. Stephen Gibson there from SLG. The new women.